What's going on, guys? Today we are with the Jeff Bass, our franchisee from Centralia and Chehalis. Yeah. Said those right?
Chehalis.
That's right, I did. And today we're going to be talking about certainty, the human need that everyone has. Maybe not at the top, but you got it. You know, a lot of people out in the world don't know that you and I, we went to good old North Valley. We're Knights, graduated at 99. We're on the wall in there.
And don't forget about Tom Spagnuolo.
Oh, well, yeah. But he doesn't count because he's just so dang good looking.
The long hair, those luscious locks.
He goes on these runs during the summer, and I've done it with him a few times. The dude is just freaking fit, man. Yeah. And it makes you angry at life. He'll like kind of keep up with you and then be like kind of talking to you. And you're like, oh, it's crazy. Like, shut up, Tom. I'm not going to reply to any words you have. And then all of a sudden, like, bing, and then he just takes off. And you're like, see ya.
Isn't that the cursor if you know you're running at the right pace? If you can talk and run? Pace.
I would love to say that I know these things, but I'm not by any means a runner.
I'm reliving the glory days.
I'm a trotter. I'm more of a trotter slash slug.
Slash walker.
Yeah. Slash standing still and watch everyone else run.
Nice.
Oh, man. New shoes.
New kicks. That's one of four pairs he got the other day.
Yeah, hey, let's talk about your Nike.
Significance.
Your Nike employee story. Freaking got the hook
well,
up.
Well, I mean, it does. There is something to do with certainty there because the thing is, like, when you go to Portland, be certain that you're going to go to the employee store at Nike because, I mean, I'm just saying it was legit. There's a lot of certainty in the fact that you're going to spend
a lot of money.
Yeah. So we brought in Jeff Bass today to talk about certainty. Why, dude? Why did you want – you're like, you put in the request. Please let me – what was that?
I emailed 100 times.
Yeah. And finally, we're like, okay, Jeff, come on in. We'll talk about
it. A production assistant got back to me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. You had to work through the rabbit trail. But, you know, through persistence and patience, the snail made it onto the ark.
Hey.
Boom.
Oh.
That's it, huh? Right?
It's like a proverb.
That, I don't think
I'm not sure if that's what you would call that.
But. I don't. But I was here at 8 o'clock. I got here before Mark Berry did. I watched him pull up. I'd do something. Let me just tell you.
Okay, I need to hear this because I was certain
for
you
my
were
day.
Late.
For my day, if like I want my day to go a certain way, then I there are some things that I need to do. You know, when you are late, it like kind of has a tendency to kind of jack up your whole day. Every morning, when I come into work, I sit in my truck for anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, and I literally turn everything off, and I just go quiet. Almost in the vein of meditation. So I did that this morning. And then afterwards, I actually got in the Word for a little bit. I'm going through 1 Kings currently. And this is the interesting thing is King Solomon, right? His first wise decision that he ever did as the king. And it's these two prostitutes that come in. And one of them's their baby dad. And the other one had the baby in the middle of the night. They swapped. And now they're like, that's my baby. No, it's my baby. And so Solomon's like, give me a sword. They bring him a sword. And he's like, let's just cut this baby in two and we'll give each a half. And, you know, and the mom's like, just give it to her. All the baby's life is too precious. And the other lady's like, I'm down. Yeah, that's cool. And it was like, the people were like, that's so wise. And I was like, that is it? That's what? That was the wisdom?
Isn't Solomon. That where the expression came, split the baby in half?
That's an expression?
Have you never heard that?
Not no, literally. Man, that is evil.
Split the baby?
Hey, you know what? So like at dinner, it's like, hey, why don't we just split the baby? Is that like where it's used?
Like the check?
Yeah. Where is it used? Hey, babe, what are you doing?
As
why don't
expression?
You split the baby in half? What? I mean, what is that expression you said? I think you made that up.
I don't think I made that up. I don't have any evidence to back this up right now.
Is that?
But well, I have.
But somebody said it to you at one point.
Somebody has said to split the baby.
You know what? I don't. Stay away from that person.
You know what?
I'm gonna actually, Google they're probably it. Incredibly wise.
I'm going to Google it. Yeah. And afterwards, when I have zero momentum in this conversation,
yeah, right.
I'm going
like,
to send
hey,
it
guys,
to
you. FYI, bottom line this morning. So I was doing that. You know,
when
you,
he was
you
late.
Little a-holes here is like, you're late. He's late. No, what happened?
You're doing your
I did my little morning thing. Then my revelation this morning was like, you know what? Just doing the right thing actually is just when you can apply that. And it's like the littlest decisions.
So one thing I would say like with certainty is that's where it can be good or bad is basically your routine. Mm. it's good to have routine, I think, a lot of times. Yeah. Like your silence and right. solitude.
Well, and that's the certainty that, but I think there is some kind of bad when it's like, becomes like an OCD-ish kind of, you know, thing where it's like, well, if I don't do this, I mean that, cause that isn't necessarily true. Like if you woke up late, it doesn't affect your whole day. We let it affect our whole day. But we brought in Jeff Bass to talk about certainty. Tell us about certainty, Jeff.
I could tell you with 100% certainty, I'm probably the last guy to talk about certainty.
that was what we were talking about.
I was telling Mark earlier that when I look at the six needs, that's probably, if I had a guess, it's probably the last on my list.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think uncertainty appeals more to me. I think growth appeals more to me. But I see the value in certainty. Similar to you, like I try to get my day started, but also to credit what Mark just said, it doesn't make or break my day. This morning I got up, I knew I was gonna do something I've never done before. I had a little bit of nerves, want to write down on my Redwood Suites.
Oh man. Little
notepad.
Oh yeah, that's literally, okay. So those I got came fresh run off in. This morning. You ran this morning?
I ran this morning.
Outside or in?
It was dumping, man.
Dude, I know, I got up to run basketball practice and I was like, no. So I ended up doing yoga. So
that's good.
Yeah. Did you work out this morning?
I did.
Look at us, with KG. We're specimens right now.
The trifecta of greatness. Dude,
yeah.
Wow. Middle-aged man.
I'm certain of it. I'm
almost middle-aged.
Well,
I think you're middle-aged.
You're middle-aged now.
Oh, dang, dude. I'm only going to live to my 60s?
Maybe.
Brutal. I got to start doing stuff.
How old are you?
33.
You're the dirty 30. You're middle aged.
Yeah.
Once you're middle aged, I thought that was like 40.
Certainty, the one thing that, because I suggested you for certainty, there's a consistency that you have. And so I'm like, there's a certainty that I feel. Just like when you get up in the morning and you go start your car, you're so certain it'll start. You know, it's more just faith. I don't have hope in you, Jeff. I just have faith in you. Because, you know, there's something you can always count on, that Jeff Bass will provide good content. So those notes better come through, bro. And then
that's a lot of pressure, man.
You know he's always gonna look swaggy. You know what I'm saying? Like there's certainty. You're like, he's always looking good, man. Yeah. Jeff Bass always looking clean. I mean, 40 years later, you know, here we are, and you're still looking good.
It didn't really help me much in high school. It took me up until I was about 35 to finally meet my queen. So
yeah, hey, that's all right. But it was worth it.
It was
worth
it.
Saying? That patience, you know?
Hey, shout out to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Shout out to those of us who found our ladies through Dutch Bros.
Ooh, I completely agree.
There's hope for you yet, Shane the intern.
There is Dutch love.
Yeah, let's be hope. We have faith in each other. We have hope for Shane. Yes. It's a hope now for him.
Well, I'll tell you, man, I was actually kind of thinking about it. I'm like, why would he pick me for certainty?
I think
it is better than significance, mm-hmm. which I know that was probably deep down. Yeah. What did you wanted to pick me for? But certainty, man, the thing, I think the reason why certainty is low on my list is because I don't necessarily need to know what to expect. But the one thing that I found, no matter if it is starting your day, like we were just talking about, no matter if it is Dutch Bros, outside Dutch Bros, spent a lot of time outside Dutch Bros, gained a lot of valuable lessons. You can achieve almost certainty because nothing, I don't think, unless it's like a fact. Brant has kids. I'm certain Brant has kids.
Yeah.
Because I know that through my experience.
Right.
So other than just obvious situations like that, you can gain close to certainty, I think, if you apply a few things in your life. And that's the things that I was kind of writing about. It's like, I don't need to be 100% certain, but I know that if I put my best foot forward, either fail forward or prepare to win, these are like things that I've taken from other people that I think are just really valuable. So if you're deliberate in your intentions, which you're reading, and you're intentional about what you're learning and you have an open mind to learning, you're gaining this knowledge and you're going to be better off from where you started in the first place. So you get close to certainty. For me, I don't need to be 100% confident. If I put my best foot forward before whatever circumstance happens, I'm going to feel more comfortable because I've already planned to be successful.
I was talking to my wife last night. I just need to be better prepared. She's like, with what? I'm like, just everything that I do daily. If I'm not, I find myself wasting so much time because I haven't prepared those minutes even. Certainty is just there for you. You've already established certainty, so it doesn't need to be high up on your list anymore.
No, not at all.
You know, and there was probably a season where it needed to be. I will say this, the uncertainty of the red couch, I got a lot of texts from you this week about it.
I did.
You were looking for certainty in it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You're
because it's
correct.
An uncertain thing. Yeah. You're 100% correct. You have to go in with this expectation almost of going like, how is this going to look? What's this going to be like? And then you can do the homework. You can do the research. You can do the preparation. When it feels like when there's certainties at the top of it, there's kind of stress. There's a worry or anxiety. It allows a lot of things because certainty is such a focus. Now it takes precedence over everything else, you know, and like I need it. And usually it's in the harder situations in life, you know, the more brutal kind of painful situations where it's like you need that certainty to stand on.
It's funny you say that, man. I was kind of thinking about situations that I really had to value certainty. And I thought back to my high school and college days and taking that certainty element as I went into college and again, and connecting that back to preparation and preparing to win, no matter what the circumstances, what I found is the better you prepare for anything, and like you've already stated, that certainty will drop down on the human needs list, right? So in college, I was deathly afraid of public speaking, deathly afraid. So rather than that being something that inhibits me, I tried to do the opposite. Now, I don't know if this was the right answer or not, but what I used to do is I lived with like 3 or 4 guys in college. The night before my speech, I would have them come to the classroom with me. I would want them to give me a hard time intentionally as I was giving my speech. Because if you can
that's
give...
That's awesome, man. Like heckle you?
Yes, heckle me, whatever. If you can give a speech in front of your friends, the people you know, right?
I wish I was there, man.
Oh, it was...
I would have been brutal.
I would have been so good for you.
I'm sure they had a couple beers. Let's just say let's just say that because it was I'm certain they had a couple beers. But what I found out, just like anything... There has been times in my life where certainty was much more important.
Yeah.
And that was an example that where I had to learn those things I was telling you about, that the reason why certainty is not high on my list anymore, I don't think, it's because I found that there's other things that could help compensate for that.
Yeah.
I imagine, too, like your first week or two as a brand new franchisee in Centralia, that you were probably like, dude, I need some certainty. Like, there's so much unknown. Like, is my store just going to be bananas?
I was so humbled through my experience that, you know, you figured that you're going to be out there on an island by yourself. But in Dutch Bros, one of the things that makes this company so great is you're not by yourself.
Yeah.
And there's so many people willing to lend an extra hand to share their experience. And if we can all move forward, right? He's so rude.
That's Phil, dude. I apologize for him, dude. Yeah. You know, he's in a funk today.
He is in a funk.
I saw it.
I'm
okay.
Certain about it.
I am 100% certain Phil's in a funk.
His certainty is at a high right now.
That's why he's stressed.
Let's go get
because
him,
we can't control so many things.
Right.
That's why certainty is like sometimes like overwhelming.
Totally.
Well, and to, again, going back to the grand opening, Little Centralia blew up, man. I didn't expect it, but... One thing I was certain about is I had some really good crew. I don't know if you guys know these two, but Cowboy Keith and Teal, which I think are super all-stars. I don't think I could have had a better help.
And now they're franchisees themselves.
They're both franchisees.
That's awesome.
And they're both killing it. They helped me become more comfortable in the environment of unknown, right?
Yeah.
And I think the more we're willing to accept the unknown and accept that uncertainty is not necessarily a bad thing, the more you're not going to have that stress and the more you just can roll with the punches. So there's a lot of people along my journey that really, really helped me gain or get closer to the idea of certainty.
It seems like when certainty is a high priority in your world, a good bit of advice almost would be to surround yourself with people that can pour into you and give you advice or help you along. I mean, certainty sometimes can feel like a burden.
You know, a lot of people look for mentors in their life, right? They look like, dude, I look up to Brant. He's going to be my mentor. I kind of look at it differently. I think you should have different mentors in different areas of life that are operating at the level that you want to become that, right? So if I want to become a good father, which that hasn't happened for me yet, I should have somebody that I look up to in fatherhood.
Yeah.
If I want my religious game to be on point, you should have somebody different for that. I think people pick one mentor, and it's supposed to be all-encompassing, and it's not. You should pick different mentors for different areas.
What is so great about certainty?
You know what to expect
yeah.
before it happens, whether it's relational, situational. if I know Mark Berry's a great guy and I've seen him in a bunch of different
questionable.
Sorry. And I've seen him in a variety of different circumstances and I've seen that he's responded consistently, right? I know what to expect from Mark.
Right.
Right. People don't like the element of unknown.
Yeah.
And it's a very vulnerable feeling. I think that's the reason why certainty is so valuable to people.
Yeah.
It's not just reactionary and it's not something that's unexpected.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's very comforting at times too, or it's stressful to just be able to like pull up your bank statement or something online and be like, okay, I know I have exactly that much money right now. Cool.
Right.
I can plan accordingly now and budget right. and things like that. That's why we wanted Christine Schmidt to talk about certainty. She is the VP of finance and she ducks us so hard.
She's super
Christine
scared.
Schmidt. Out there, yes,
guys. Google
please
her.
Come
Google
to the
it.
Podcast. Everybody, email Christine Schmidt and be like, "Come on the podcast. Why do you want to be on the podcast?"
Christine would have killed it,
right?
Maybe that one would be a good one just for Mark to do with her because I think I just heckle her too much. The whole time. No, I've known Christine forever, and she's like, we wanted to initially have her to talk about it because of that of the
finance money. It's very right, exact. It's like numbers,
and
math.
She got super scared, and she's like, yeah. I can't. And then she
like, you know who won't get scared? Bass.
No, Jeff Bass.
I was a little scared. I'm not gonna lie, yeah, but, man. I'm but certain
you
know,
fake it. Good,
we can
though.
Count on you.
Yeah, exactly.
We can count on you. Yeah.
Certain that you're reliable.
I want the record to reflect that Brant heckles everybody.
That's true.
Exactly.
I don't
he does not discriminate.
I hope it doesn't come across in a negative fashion. I only do it to try to make people tougher.
It's love. It's tough love.
I don't heckle everyone. Like you have to earn the heckling.
You have to earn the heckling. So it's my fault.
Here's it. No. Well, yeah. Because I want to be certain that it's not going to offend you. It's just my personality. I can't, like, I just want to be like, I love messing with people. Mm. And I've done it where it's like, it's shot me in the foot. Just with young people too, you know, it's like, all right. And I guess when I say young, it's like young in my relationship with them. Because I think it's getting to what you're saying where it's like, oh, with Mark Berry, I know he's a good guy and all. So those things, they developed, you know. Mm-hmm. And so like certainty almost develops. And so, like, if I can get that relationship to develop, then I'm, like, I'm comfortable just giving them crap. And then I also do a thing, too. This is, like, sorry, you're getting into the mind of Brant Boersma. I have the tendency not to, I wouldn't say heckle, but give girls a harder time because I use it, honestly, as a
defense mechanism.
Yeah, as a defense thing. Because, man, I got married when I was 20, mm-hmm. and I work at Dutch Bros, and I'm in that scene. I don't want to fall into any of those traps of, like, wow, there's a lot of cute gals that work at DB, but my wife is the foxiest of foxes. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I'm not gonna let anything pull me away from the foxiest of foxes. You know what I mean? I view it as I'm an older brother, mm-hmm. you know, and as I've gotten older, it's gotten easier because I actually am older now. So it was a defensive mechanism. But to get back to certainty, when you are certain in who you are,
yeah,
it can give you so much strength and it can give you so much confidence. Certainty makes uncertainty more comfortable. Is that there?
No.
So deep.
I like it.
Significance. Oh, gosh.
It was funny, man. I didn't even think about this until you just said this. You know, because Dutch Bros is such a fun-loving environment, right? You used playfulness or humor as a defense mechanism when you initially got married. I think it's pretty, like, well known that people that don't understand the Dutch culture or who are not in the environment or they don't have certainty in their relationships, it could be hard on relationships.
Right.
And I think Dutch Bros often gets blamed for that. And it has actually nothing to do with Dutch Bros. Certainty plays a large role in not only relationships, but marriages too. Man.
Oh, yeah. Huge. I mean, I think that is the most certain thing I have in my whole world. You know, I know who she is. You know, and that makes it, and now who she is for me, I know who she is for her. You put trust in everything. You put trust in the coffee you're going to drink. You put trust in your vehicle starting. You put trust in, you know, the fact that like, you know, oh, if I text this guy, he's not going to text back, but he'll read it, you know, or whatever.
Talking about yourself.
Yeah, most of the time, you know.
Apply that to Dutch Bros. I mean, everybody pays enough for their coffee.
Yeah.
And that's why I think we emphasize so much consistency.
Yeah.
Because if I'm paying $5 for a cup of coffee, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
especially if I'm doing this consistently. So applying what you just said, that trust element.
Huge.
There's so much trust between us as baristas and serving our customers that it's a very critical component that we have to get the drink right, because they're trusting us when they drive away before they take that first sip. We all know some of them will take a sip out the window to make sure it's good.
Yeah.
But when they drive away, they're trusting us because of that consistency, because of that quality, that it is done.
Right.
So trust, it's applied everywhere.
I have to say, this is totally off topic, but we mentioned him early. It's Cowboy Keith's birthday today.
Is it
Happy
really?
Birthday.
Yeah.
By the time he hears this, he'll be like, well, yeah, it was.
But February 10th, shout out, Keith Whitford.
Bam.
We love you.
Speaking of Keith real quick, he helped me open the Centralia location. I believe that we were the second stand to open up with two machines.
Oh yeah,
I believe Berkey beat me to it. Wherever he is, if you're
he
listening,
would,
Berk,
he always,
of course,
did.
He does.
I'm certain that he's always trying to be innovative,
and I'm certain I'm not innovative. But that first day, we were just getting killed, and Keith isn't back. He has his cowboy hat on, and he's steaming a mocha, and it was definitely not getting understeamed, and he's full palming that milk tin.
Yeah, hero.
He just had so much swag. Jeez. With the cowboy hat,
blisters in the on back. His hands.
Me. I'm like lightly tapping.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, though, wait, you said not innovative. Didn't you come up with the whole like sugar shooter system?
Oh, man. I remember that video. Jeff Bass at his finest being innovative.
Super innovative.
Do you guys know how that all
came
about?
I am certain that Jeff is humble. That's what I love about
him.
Hey, let me tell you, man, that story still, because again, I think that's something creativity and innovation, I'm pretty certain, isn't a strength of mine. I have to work much harder at that.
Yeah.
However, like, it was funny how that all came about. I mean, I used to work for Ryan Hawkins. He really gave me the opportunity to manage as I was kind of going through my franchisee journey. Every stand has it. But we had this customer that would get like 12 sugars.
Yeah.
I still remember sitting there every day, ripping every single one. And you're in the middle of a rush. You know how it goes. I don't even paint that picture. And I just remember sitting there going, there has to be an easier way. There really has to. And then that's where the sugar shooter came about. But really the funny end of it is I thought I almost got in trouble. So there was one day, I'm halfway through the like franchising journey. I could see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm so close. Mm. And I'm like, I only got one shot at this. I need to make sure I get it right. And then I had just visited Arizona, because that's actually the original franchise that I started off at. I started off at the ASU stand on Lemon for Jim Thompson. And I went down there to hang out with them and work at the stands. And just kind of learn and grow from them and that experience. And they were ripping sugars. And I kind of showed them what I did. Well, the next day, I think Hayes had sugar shooters in all the stands. Because that guy, if you know anything about Josh Hayes,
he goes
1,000 miles an hour and he's so good at it. Once he gets a nugget he likes, he just rolls with it, right? Well, Dave Morris was working for the company at the time. And he saw it and he was like, what is this, man? He's like, it's the sugar shooter. He's like, what is the sugar shooter? And he's like, you should ask Jeff Bass. He told me about it. The next day, I just got off my morning shift and I'm sitting there watching a little Sports Center. Exactly. And Dave Morris calls me. He's like, hey man, what's up? And I'm like, I'm just chilling. I just got off my morning shift. He was my coach at the time. Mm. He's like, hey, I have a few people that want to talk to you. And you could hear him put me on speaker. And then Trav jumps on. I'm like,
I was in there. I remember this.
He's like, oh man. I'm like, oh man. I got myself my hand caught in the cookie jar. And he's like, hey man. You know, he has that classic voice.
Oh, yeah. Hey man.
Hey man. Hey. He's like, let's talk about the sugar shooter. And I'm like, okay, what do you want to know? He's like, I have some doubts about the sugar shooter. He wasn't certain in the sugar shooter. And I was like, what do you want to know? He's like, well, I have my doubts from how you apply this to training, right? Because consistency is being important. Mm. If we can trust something, if we can trust the principles of training, right, that we do, whether it's outside Dutch Bros or in Dutch Bros, we know the outcome that you could potentially expect, right?
Right.
And I said, hey, Trav, you know, one thing that I found out is ripping 12 sugars or ripping 3 sugars isn't consistent either. It ends up all over the counter. Mm. It's slow. It's not meeting that speed element that we're always focused on. And I measured it out. He's like, what do you mean you measured out? I ripped open 4 sugar packets and I poured it in, and it's a perfect scoop. He's like, well, how would you train that? I'm like, very good question. At the time, I wasn't prepared to answer that question. I wasn't 100% certain. So I just rolled with it.
Went with your variety.
An element of uncertainty.
Yes.
And I said, here's the deal. How I would train it, if it's four sugars or if it's in combinations of four, it's a full scoop. It's a clean scoop. You're going to save so much time. We're going to be faster. If it's less than that, it's two sugars. It could be a half scoop because it isn't 100% certain we always get all the sugar in.
Right.
But I would tell them to rip the sugar packets at that point. But that ended up being something that was innovated that ended up stuck at a lot of stands. There's sugar shooters everywhere now. But in the moment,
are you getting royalty checks?
Yeah, I know. Right? I think once you sign on the dotted line, whatever my ideas are,
that's ours.
Are their Dutch ideas. Bros.
That's ours.
That Trav, man, he's a smart
sugar
dude.
Sugar shooter. But, have you seen the infomercial? It's unreal.
But I think it all kind of ended up working out, and I'm done on the innovation thing for that side of my life. I don't think.
Well,
I'll
what
ever
are you
reach
ever going to do better than the sugar shooter?
Oh, man. Sure, how do you man up the sugar shooter?
You
it just freaking sounds so good.
That's like your Abbey Road right there.
Yeah.
What's funny about it is it's really not that good of an idea. But for the people that don't know what a sugar shooter is,
they're like, that's stupid. Anyways,
no, but everybody cool that is a broista and knows that somebody that gets like 8 or 10 sugars, they're like, dude, yeah.
It's
I can just click, 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 click.
It's
know,
a game changer.
It's more like,
do you hear these sound effects?
Sugar
sound effects make life better. I'm certain of that.
That's why a lot of us exist in this very department. Sound design.
Right, exactly.
Is to make cool sound effects.
Sorry to bore you with my sugar story, but I still remember to this day. I'm like, man, did I get myself in trouble?
It was the first time I saw Jeff Bass in like 10 years. I was like, whoa, he still looks swaggy.
He is still a little guy.
I'm certain of it. Listen, since certainty is so easy for you, must be nice. What would be some advice that you give the Dutch Nation about, like, you know, maybe people that are struggling with certainty or certainty is too big of their world?
That's a good one, man. A book that I always keep coming back to is Good to Great. And the more I kind of thought about the relationship of being good and being great at whatever we do, right, is, and he says in the book that the enemy of great is good.
Yeah.
Because too many people are willing to settle to just be good, right?
Yeah.
My advice would be keep an open mind, always be learning. You're either learning two things, man. You're learning what to do or what not to do, but you're still learning.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if you're learning from the night guy. It doesn't matter if you're learning from the intern. It doesn't matter if you're learning from the Brandt Boersma on the red couch. As long as you have an open mind and you're gathering information along the way, you could get as close to certainty for yourself as possible.
Awesome, dude.
I
well,
love sound
you
effects, man.
Yeah.
Basset hounds.
Well, thanks for coming on the red couch, dude.
Dude,
I know
we kind of
squished it in with your schedule.
I'm gonna go to Corvallis.
Oh
man,
yeah. Corvallis.
Oh wait, Corvallis first.
Yeah,
that's right.
Little pit stop and then go up to Portland. Yeah.
It's the
good deal.
What POS? Is
yeah,
there, right. You're
working
check that
on
out
a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, well,
so you're still involved in the innovation. Give yourself some credit.
Again,
bro.
I just actually invite myself, just like I invited myself here after 100 emails.
You are going to experience a little uncertainty in Corvallis.
100%.
This is uncertain day.
But that actually appeals to me.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, the unknown.
It's kind of nice.
I think it's good to actually talk on something that you're not 100% comfortable with because it makes you look at it from a different perspective.
Yeah.
So
I think this is the best podcast we've ever done.
That is not true.
I'm certain that's not true. All right. Well, thanks for coming, dude. And we appreciate it.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me.
All right,
thanks,
Dutch
Jeff
Nation. We love you guys. And you know what? We're certain of one thing. That's we love you guys. So good luck out there.